Now look at John chapter 9. Let me show you some couple things in the scripture. To walk with God in the light of his word, the songwriter said, what glory he sheds on our way. You know that's true. Wouldn't you rather have glory? John chapter 5. Here's a man that's sick. Been sick 38 years. That's in verse 5. Now, you know, if you've been sick 38 years, I can just tell you there are things God said to you. I don't even have to ask him that you didn't hear. That's a long time. Now, this man probably didn't have access to the knowledge that we have. Thank God we have access to knowledge, and we know people who have knowledge. Well, Jesus brought health and healing to him. Verse 9, immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked. And they talked to him, and they asked him who healed him and who told him to carry his bed. Well, verse 13, he that was healed wist not who it was. That means he didn't get healed on his faith because he didn't even know Jesus. Didn't have any idea who healed him. So it wasn't faith, it was a gift of the Spirit. Just a gift. For Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Jesus said unto him, behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. Now let me ask you, in this man's case, what had caused the disease?
Sin.
Now you know, without me telling you, God would not ignore you for 38 years, seeing that your mistake was costing your life, and not inform you. You can just know that because you know God. Some things you don't have to look up. You don't have to have a reference for. You know God. You know how he functions, how he thinks. 38 years. Now what's going to happen if he goes back to sin? Now look at Deuteronomy 28. You see, sin will cost you. The wages of sin is death. Well, that's spiritual death, but spiritual death is always accompanied by physical death and sickness and disease. In Deuteronomy 28, we have the curse. The curse is spiritual death, sickness, and poverty, if we summarized it. Verse 15, it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Now, what is the problem? Says, if you will not hearken, you can't hearken unto something you ain't heard. That means they did hear. It says, if you will not hearken. And when you hear from God, it says, they refuse to observe and to do. To observe is to see, to understand and perceive. It said, if you will not, then the curse is going to come upon you. Now, God did not send the curse. What caused the curse? Disobedience and sin. It's like if it's pouring down rain out there. If I've got on my raincoat and my rain boots and my umbrella up, I'm not going to get wet. But if I take my umbrella down and my raincoat off, I'm going to get wet. And it's the same here. Sin didn't sneak up on Adam. He said to Adam, in the day you eat thereof, you will die. God is a God who always points us to the path of change. Why? So we can hear from heaven, so we can obey. You know, if you don't know how to do something that you need to do, you have to have instruction. What kind of God would it be to know there's only one pathway of success? He says, as broad's the gate to destruction, narrow is the way. That there's a very narrow way, and he doesn't tell you how to get through that way. So he's a God that rescues, a God that delivers. He's a God that illuminates, that enlightens. He's a God in 1 John that says he wanted us to be in fellowship. So you know what he said? God is light. There's no darkness in him. Now walk in the light. Well, then I have to know, where's the light? Who knows? Holy Ghost. Who's going to teach me the Holy Ghost? Who am I going to ask my questions to?